You can only understand people if you feel them in yourself. John Steinbeck. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Ticking with Purpose. How has your second week of quarantine, isolation, staying at home, social distancing, how has it been for you? For me, it's been good because I enjoy my own company so much and I feel like 24 hours is not even enough for me to do all the things I have to do. It's been a time to reflect. It's been a time to study. It's been a time for me to learn new languages. You know, there's so much on my plate and I really hope I get through with everything or almost everything before the end of this trying times. How has yours been? I hope you've been able to spend more time with your family. I hope you're able to work from home like some of us. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're washing your hands as usual and washing it well, not just washing it, but washing it thoroughly. So these trying times have actually made me aware of certain things that I believe most people are not conscious of. Some habits come naturally to others, while some have to acquire such habits. And empathy is one of such habits. In case you don't know the definition of empathy, it is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's mostly confused with sympathy, but they're two different things. Sympathy is the shared feeling, usually of sorrow, pity, or compassion of another person. The best way to actually describe empathy is putting yourself in someone else's shoes. You know that term? Oh, put yourself in my shoes. Yeah, that's what empathy means. While sympathy, on the other hand, is feeling sorry for someone while wearing your own shoes. So it's like, I'm wearing my own shoes, but I feel sorry for that person. You're not actually putting yourself in that person's shoes. Not literally shoes, but you get what I mean. Both are very important, but the world needs more empathy, especially at this time. According to Daniel Goleman and Paul Ekman, two great psychologists, there are three types of empathy: cognitive, emotional, and compassionate. Cognitive empathy is the ability to understand how someone else feels and to work out what they might be thinking. Two, emotional empathy or affective empathy is the ability to share another person's emotions. This means when you see someone else who is sad, it also makes you feel sad. When you see someone else who is happy, it also makes you feel happy. So basically, you're feeling the exact same emotion that person is feeling. And compassionate empathy or empathic concern is when you take feelings to actions. It goes beyond understanding and relating to other people's situations and pushes an individual to actually do something. It doesn't matter what type of empathy you choose to cultivate, it is the feeling itself that counts. And left to me, I think all three are important, and we should not only try to understand why someone is feeling a particular way, but also share that person's emotions. And if there's something you can do about it, you'll be pushed to do something about it if you actually feel that person's emotions. We're currently living in dangerous and sad times, and we need empathy now more than ever. The current pandemic we're facing right now, the coronavirus, or the COVID-19, as some people would refer to it, or whatever term it's being referred to right now, is a manifestation of how many people lack empathy. So many people are not even aware of their lack of it, and it's quite pitiful. Now is the time to check yourself, start putting yourself in someone else's position, and the world might just be a better place. Social distancing and stay-at-home procedures were introduced to curb the spread of this virus. Yet, some people are still disobeying the rules that have been put in place. And you know why? Because they don't have the virus and they have not sat down to consider what being infected really means. If we all take a moment to sit down, put ourselves in the position of thousands of people that have died and thousands of people that are still infected, we would realize sitting at home and praying is the least we can actually do for them and for ourselves as well. Some people have made several comments like, the flu kills every day, so what's so special about this virus? People die every second, so what? It's easy to say this with every bit of nonchalance because it's not affecting us or our loved ones. It hasn't really hit home, and I pray it never does. So it's easy to think it's just the flu because we're not feeling what thousands of people who actually are infected are feeling. I really want each of us to take a moment to think about our next words before we say it. Think about that action before actually doing it. Ask yourself, how would I feel if someone said that to me? How would I feel if someone did that to me? Really, just put yourself in someone else's position before taking any step. It's easy to judge someone when you're not wearing their shoes, you know. Yours fit perfectly, so it doesn't really matter how tight that person's shoes may be or how uncomfortable it might be or how big it might be. You can't see it because you're not wearing it. You need to actually wear those shoes to know how it fits. The best way to practice empathy is to listen. We must learn to really listen to each other, set aside our thoughts and opinions, and be attentive. This is the only way we can actually feel each other's pain. Now, relating this to a Bible character, I thought and thought about it, and you know, the best example of someone who has shown empathy in the Bible is actually God. I mean, no one else comes close. Well, God and Jesus, and if you believe in Trinity, it's the same person. So yeah, it's amazing how much God actually puts himself in each and every one of our shoes. He puts himself in our shoes every day. That's why he sent his son to die for us. He sent his son to save us. That's why he's able to forgive us. That's why we're here. That's why we're breathing, because we were actually made in his image and likeness. And that just means he feels every emotion you feel. He feels every pain. He feels every joy. He feels every hurt. You know, it's just, it's beautiful. And that's the only person I feel you should look up to when it comes to learning compassion and empathy. If you've read some of the biblical stories, like Anna, God gave her a child because he put himself in her shoes. And the Israelites, God saw them and he felt their pain when they were in bondage in Egypt. And that's why he decided to free them. He put himself in their shoes. He always does that. He puts himself in our shoes every single time. So actively chasing empathy and sympathy is an important part of what it means to emulate God in his love, his all-encompassing love. I want to be more like God, don't you? I really hope you do. So that's a wrap, guys. As usual, thanks for listening to another episode of Taken with Purpose. Don't forget to share your comments, opinions and views on our social media platforms, our website www.takingwithpurpose.com, Instagram Taking with Purpose, Twitter T with Purpose, Facebook Taking with Purpose. I hope you have another restful and joyful week while staying home. Remember to consider God more than you consider the problem we're facing in these times. Rejoice in the Lord always. Don't forget to keep calm, and the Lord will see us through this storm. Just be joyful. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. This is a phase and we'll definitely overcome. And don't forget to put yourself in your neighbor's shoes. You know, practice love. Practice love. That's what we're supposed to be doing this time. See you next week. Ciao.